Good afternoon, ladies and gentle bees. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Barry B. Benson. If you haven't seen my work, I'd highly suggest you check out my feature film, The Bee Movie. It covers my work actually stopping the humans from taking our honey. So definitely go check that out after this podcast. But today, we're going to be going over something even more important than honey, and that is saving the bees. Now you might be saying, Barry, of course that's important. We're bees. And you're right. That's why I want to go over it, because if we're not informed ourselves, how can we expect the humans to be informed to make any changes? So thank you all for listening. Definitely subscribe to my channel so you can be notified whenever I put out a new podcast. But on that note, let's dive right in. So I recently moved to a cozy little hive in Logan, Utah. And let me tell you, it is so much more crowded here than it was back home in Minnesota. In fact, the southern half of Utah has around the same bee diversity as the eastern half of the entire United States. Now, luckily I don't live in southern Utah, but that is a lot of bees in just one area. And I'm not going to lie, it's kind of fun to see so many different faces around. But unfortunately, this may not always be the case. The bee population is on a decline. According to the U.S. National Agricultural Statistics, they show a honeybee decline from about 6 million hives in 1947 to 2.4 million hives in 2008. That's a 60% reduction. Now, I don't know about you, that sounds pretty outrageous to me. You may be asking yourself, what the heck is causing this? What's killing all our brothers and sisters out there? Now, there are definitely a lot of causes, but due to time's sake, we're just going to be going over two, and those are pesticides and the weather. Today, we're going to be focusing on a specific pesticide called glyphosate. Around 280 million pounds of glyphosate are applied to U.S. crops annually, which makes it the most used pesticide in the United States, which wouldn't be an issue if it were harmless. But unfortunately, glyphosate is directly harmful to us bees. And this works because it targets certain bacteria, including one of our intestinal microbiomes. So when we come in contact with crops dosed with this pesticide, it reduces our gut bacteria, which in turn makes us more susceptible to disease and death. When I attended a human university, there was something called human-wildlife conflict, in which there were human goals and wildlife needs. Killing off the bees results in a direct loss to both human goals and wildlife needs, which is why we need to stop using pesticides like glyphosate so that we can stop killing our population. Now we're going to be jumping into our last subject, which is about weather and external factors that are out of our control. For this, I spoke to my human neighbor, Richard Stanley, who had a man-made honeybee hive in his backyard, and I just asked him about what ultimately killed his bees, and this is what he had to say.
I've been able to keep the bees for almost 3 years, but there's always something that seems to go wrong around that time.
Richard goes on to tell us about what he thinks ultimately killed the bees, and he believes it was a cold front that came through that was just especially harsh that winter, and that just took out his bees, and he never really decided to replenish them. But it is important to acknowledge that these external factors do exist that we can't control. But what we can do is get the word out about harmful pesticides and related matters to humans so that we can get awareness and try to prevent this issue before it gets any worse. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please check out my channel, and we'll see you next week.